Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services online virtual series. Three, two, one. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think virtual series. And this is the last one of 2021, and they knocked it out of the park with some fantastic content. And in this session that we sat in on, it consisted of Her Money's Gene Chatsky, who facilitated this session, with Kevin Alsup from Excite Credit Union. And also there was a former Federal Chief Information Officer of the United States, Suzette Kent, and then also Co-op Financial Services' very own Pam Brodsack. And in this clip, they each talked about unlocking the power of payments. So check it out.
So let's talk a little bit more about unlocking the power of payments. Kevin, how have payments helped Excite better engage with members?
So even before the pandemic, we had, as part of our organizational directives, to really get members to get debit cards, to get credit cards, to really not only just obtain the plastics themselves, but also load them into their digital wallets and to utilize those digital wallets anywhere they could. You know, we went through, of course, as every organization went through from the EMV transformation. That was a big part. And I know we had talked about earlier with Pam about the need for capturing email addresses and cell phone numbers and things like that. Those were all challenges that we went through, and we were able to, you know, go past those as part of this transformation. But it's really about leaving behind the legacy, embracing new methods, embracing change, and really being able to be good diplomats and really get your members to understand the technology, how secure it is, how beneficial it is to them, and really help push them forward in terms of their own digital acumen to embrace those new products and services that we push digitally. And payments is definitely one of those. Our members continue to utilize not only the traditional rails of ACH and cards, but also some of the other payment solutions that are out there that are near real time. So payments are critical to every organization, and we are not we're not immune to that either.
Susanna, in your remarks earlier, it was very, very clear that you have a passion for payments. Can you explain where that comes from and why you think payments are the linchpin for credit unions?
Definitely. I shared my personal career history, and in all of those spaces, I had a role that was payment centric, whether, you know, as a, you know, consultant rolling out different types of these solutions that automate and replace paper checks, you know, with images and allowed processes to happen, merchant solutions, card solutions, fraud detection solutions. I spent 10 years almost a decade at JP Morgan, specifically listening to clients in both the retail and business space about what they wanted. And I saw firsthand that payments was the lifeblood. I'm kind of reinforcing what we've been saying all along, but in a data-driven and data-centric environment, that gives you all the information that you need to know and understand. And you see the things not only about how to protect, you know, and defend, whether it's cyber or fraud or privacy, you see the opportunities in front of you, like savings, like cycles of, you know, people's different places in their life. And the examples with the loyalty programs are also really good examples of how do you incent, you learn from that payment data, how you incent customers to choose your card first, to choose your services first, you know, and to continuously connect. And I'm always, as a developer, I'm always really excited by what I find from the data. And getting back to that question, how might we? So payments is the path to innovation, and that's how your customers judge you every single day.
So, Suzette, just to continue with you, and I believe I said Suzanne a minute ago, and I apologize
for
that. It's
okay. I'll answer. Yeah.
Just to continue on that, on this train of thought, and Pam, maybe you'll weigh in as well, what happens if you don't modernize your payments process as a credit union? What happens if you just continue on the road that you're going?
Well, I'm going to take from that last statement, you lose your customer. That your customer is making a choice about convenience, about trust, and about the value that's delivered. And the mainstay of most financial relationships are the day-to-day transactional activities. So that's the foundation of the relationship. And, you know, if you start to chip away with, you know, this fintech has a little bit better solution for this thing, and then maybe this card has a little bit better, you know, option for that, and this, you, as those chip away, so does the relationship with the customer. So in when I look at all the areas of innovation, even when I was making investment decisions and owned the P&L myself, I would always start with payments and say, what are we going to do here? Because that delivers results every single day. Other types of relationships are really important too, but sometimes those are more episodic, or they may happen two or three times over the relationship with a customer. Payments happen every day, and they're the core of the relationship.
Pam?
And payments is top of wallet, and that's what we all want, is our card to be top of wallet. And if you don't have the products and services that the members want, they will go elsewhere. So it's really important to be thinking holistically about that strategy, what that looks like, how we can plug in modern technology to deliver for the member who wants the latest and greatest, and yet still serve the members who are, like our parents, Suzette, who are coming along in the modernization world.
And it's also about making sure you don't fear the technology, that you're able to teach your members and really make sure that they understand it and that they embrace it as well. Because again, it's about the ease of use and about the utility of it, because you're absolutely right. It is something that is every single day they're using payments.
And yet, as Suzette pointed out earlier, Kevin, and I think that's a really good point, the acceptance curve of these new technologies is just getting faster and faster. And Suzette,
thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual series here on CU Broadcast.